And we're joined now on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner by a familiar name to wrestling fans at Knoxville, Doug Hatch. He is the new coach of the newest program at Knoxville, the girls' varsity program. Doug, it's good to talk to you again after a few years being away.
Oh, I'm really excited to be back. Glad that you'll have me. It's really fun to get back into this wrestling stuff and to get going and promote Knoxville.
Well, let's talk about the last few years. You stepped aside from the boys' program a few years ago, and you kind of worked with some of the junior high girls. Tell us about that, how all that was going on.
Well, about 3 years ago, I started helping. There was a girl that really wanted to wrestle, so we started a little girls' club, and they would come up, and there was about, started with two, and then we ended up with like 10, 12 girls. So that kind of took off pretty good. We only competed like twice. And then I had a good, really, helped with junior high, and that was Serenity down there, and she did a really good job down there. She's just awesome. And then we shared with Pella, so they kind of went over there.
And then, the last couple of years, you've just been kind of, okay, if you need me, I'm here. But now they've got a girls' program here, and you were tabbed as a head coach. What's that been like, kind of getting things ready and getting ready for a wrestling season here now?
Oh, I tell you, I'm so excited. One of the last things I want to do is start a new program. And now 30-some years ago, when I set that goal, I never thought it would be a brand-new girls program. But it's so awesome. The girls thing has come so far. We've had a couple practices, and I tell you what, they are just as tough as any boys team I've ever had. They go, and they've really surprised me. I've really been impressed by these girls.
You said you have about, 16, 18 girls total out. Not sure varsity yet. Haven't practiced long enough, but, pretty good numbers for a first-year program.
Yeah, we're really excited. We thought, will we have four? Will we have 14? So our first meeting, we had 18 girls show up and show some interest, and we've got some practices, but we've got to work with gymnastics, we've got to work with dance, we've got to work with swimming, all those things. But we're doing our best, and they're showing up and giving us 100% effort.
Let's talk about some of our Panthers who a couple of them have been wrestling for Pella the last couple of years in a sharing agreement. Now they're going to be wearing black and gold like they're supposed to.
Yeah, we're excited to get that. Pella did a great job with them, and Coach Hale over there is just awesome. He's really helped me a lot. But, we're Knoxville. We got to get those black and yellow singlets going. We got brand new singlets. Serenity, she's ranked third in the state. She's just a fantastic, hardworking person that's wrestling every weekend. She's putting in everything she can. She and Andy are my two captains to start the year, and Andy also working really hard, going to extra wrestling. She's just leading the team right now. I'm really leaning on Andy a lot. We got a couple other girls with some wrestling experience. Layla comes to us from Dallas Center Grimes, which is actually my hometown. And then Mariah and Aislinn and Lily are all girls that have some junior high experience, and they're up there too with us.
What are you seeing so far in practice? You're saying toughness and willingness to work hard.
They do. We've got some tough girls. We've got some girls that are just so athletic. There's a couple times I thought I was gonna maybe break them or they'd quit, but they're just smiling. They just sit there and they smile right back at me, and I'll say you're sore, and they'll say no, not too sore. So they are a really good group of girls. They're very fun to coach.
Well, I know, starting a program is always tough. And I know you've had a lot of help from, activities director Ryan Paulson and other people. What is that like to start a program, pretty much from scratch here?
Well, it is a big process, and I know Mr. Paulson's really done a great job. We have a zero schedule, so he had to go out and find a whole 15 meets for us, which was really hard because people were filling up. Because it's been around for 2 years, at the high school level. So he had to get us into there, get us some competition. We got, some really top-notch girls that need some top-notch competition. So we're going to do that. We got a JV schedule. We had to get new uniforms, new warm-ups. Everything's new, and there's things I haven't thought about, again, for 30-some years that we're like, oh, we need that, we need this. So it's been a process.
And, how's the day-to-day thing gone for you as far as getting back into it when – you kind of stepped aside and, was just kind of here doing your usual job here at Knoxville.
Right. It's been really fun. I've really enjoyed it. You know, I knew when I stepped aside, I had a great assistant coach. I was ready to take over and coach Spore. And so that's gone well. And now I'm back into it. I'm excited. I'm rejuvenated. And these girls really got me. I go home with a smile on my face every day. And they've really done a great job. They've really got me excited about the things we can accomplish.
Speaking of assistant coaches, do you have an assistant coach or two that helps out?
Right now, not yet. We do have Chad Smith, a volunteer assistant coach, so that's where we're at. We just weren't sure of the numbers we'd have, so there's no assistant coach lined up. But we'll see how this year goes, and maybe that's something we can do in the future.
As far as the schedule, I believe there's just one time you're wrestling at home this year, but that's what happens when you're trying to, you know, get into some meets. You want to get into the tougher meets as you can. What is the schedule like this year for the girls?
I'm really excited about our one home meet. That was one of the things I asked when I was first going to take this job to promote girls wrestling. We needed to have a home meet. Mr. Paulson came through for us on that. It's really been a tough thing. I mean, our schedule is tough. It's a lot of bigger schools, so we're going to receive some great competition. Our dual meets against Pella and Dallas Center Grimes, those are two top-notch programs. They're going to really see where we're at after we wrestle them. But, you know, I think everybody knows where we're at. Again, we need good competition for some of our tougher girls that have got some experience, and we need a lot of competition for our younger girls. So it's a good thing all around.
You say you have no seniors this year. What is the breakdown from freshman to junior this year?
I think we have one junior. I think that's it. So everybody else is a freshman, sophomore. There's a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores. So, you know, like 8-8, something like that. So it's a good young program with a bright future, I think.
And, you know, with a lot of the younger kids, that I would imagine is good to help build a program when they're still, when they become seniors. Maybe you can get some junior hires to, you know, come up with their program as well.
Well, that's kind of the approach we've taken. I said, you know, I told the girls, this is historic. This is Knoxville's first girls wrestling team, and they're setting the future, the pace for our younger girls that are down there in elementary that want to wrestle, and that are looking up to them, and they're blazing that path for them. I mean, it's just an awesome thing.
All right. Well, look forward to it, and we'll talk to you throughout the season.
All right. Thanks, and thanks for all you do.
That's Doug Hatch, and Knoxville girls wrestling coach, and we'll be back for more on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA KRLS.